The Earth. doTERRA committed to natural empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We're hoping to have Constance Cumby with us this morning, but right now I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening economically, and I invite your calls here at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, because I have nothing really planned this morning. It's talk radio, and we need someone to talk to. But yesterday, the stock market was off a couple hundred points. Things didn't look really too good. The gold and silver were down a little. Well, let me tell you, this morning, stock markets opened down about 350 points just a moment ago. Gold was down to 1740. Basically, it was 18 yesterday, and now it's $1,800 an ounce. It was $1,740 an ounce this morning. Well, that's a drop of $60 an ounce. Silver was off about $2.20 an ounce. Phenomenal drops. Why is this taking place? Well, everything is manipulated. When you understand that the Brotherhood of Darkness manipulates the stock market, controls the stock market, yes, certainly people can be frantically selling, yes, it'll drop, but they can come back in again because they control all the money in the world. And certainly Working Group on Financial Markets, we call them the Plunge Protection Team, can create money out of nothing and drive the stock market back up again, or let it fall. What they want to do is be able to control your reality, your perception of what's going on. They manipulate the price of gold and silver. They manipulate all the major prices. They manipulate the stock market. When you understand, it is all manipulated by the people who can create money out of nothing and basically control our entire structure of government. They put the people they want to in the key positions of the military. And if you don't go along with the globalist agenda, you don't get promoted to a four-star general, and you don't get onto the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They control the banks. They control the major corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties. And an awful lot of congressmen are certainly are up for sale, and those who aren't, certainly their lives and families are in jeopardy. They are able to control the educational system, to buy up the universities, and there is no dissent allowed in the universities. If you are a college professor, you don't dare come out and speak in favor of creation or speak against the lie of evolution or speak against the fact that gasoline is produced by, oil is produced by fossil fuels that come from dead dinosaurs, and they all gathered together over there in the sands of Saudi Arabia, and they all died. That's where dinosaurs go to die. And that's why we have all the fossil fuels over there. And if you are not allowed to question this, you're not allowed to acknowledge the fact that certainly there's evidence from all over the world that the story of Noah's flood is accurate, or that the Bible is accurate, or that there are supernatural forces at work within the world, both supernatural forces for good and evil. No, you don't dare mention that. If you're a college professor and you question this idea of global warming, which of course is being utilized to destroy the industrial base of our nation and to stop the use of fossil fuels, if you question that, you become a non-person. You will never get promoted. Certainly, if you mention the fact that there is no academic freedom on our universities, it's all a lie. You'll never get promoted. They control our educational system. They control literally every aspect of what goes on in our society today, the great tax-exempt foundations. These people, well, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, have been around for many, many years, taking over our country, really, totally at the beginning of the 20th century. So that Woodrow Wilson, in his book, The New Freedom, can write, and those of you haven't seen the quotation, you get it in my newsletters. I have the book. We can give you the copies of the pages. Woodrow Wilson would write, and actually would say in 1912, and write his book, which is published in 1916, since I entered politics, some of the biggest men in the United States have come to me privately, and they're all afraid of someone. They're afraid of something. They know there's a power out there which is so watchful, so subtle, so organized, so interconnected, so pervasive, so complete, that they'd best not raise their voices when they speak in condemnation of it. Woodrow Wilson made that statement, and he was talking about the people who control international finance. And then, of course, when I went through Colonel House's papers at the Sterling Library in Yale in 1980, I found a letter that had been written almost 50 years before. It was in October of 1933, and I have a copy of that letter, which we make available. October of 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the President of the United States, writes a letter to Colonel House and says, as you and I both know, why financial elements of the major centers have owned the American government since for the time of Andrew Jackson. And, of course, remember, this was written in 1933. Andrew Jackson became president in 1833, 100 years. And basically nothing has changed. These financial elements which make up the Brotherhood of Darkness and are rooted in the occult, which, of course, this is what most people have missed, own the government. Certainly, Professor Quigley talks about them on page 324 of his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and we quote that in my little pamphlet on the history of money. About these elements, financial elements, the central bankers who control the central banks of the world have frequent secret meetings in which they plan on how they are going to establish a fascist type of society. And ladies and gentlemen, give us a call, 877-254-7524, right here at the American Theater.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this morning we'd hope to have Constance Cumby with us. I guess they haven't been able to reach her, so if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. But of course, we're just talking about the control of the economic system, and basically, of course, how complete this is. Now, I don't know what they're going to do next. Maybe by this evening they'll have the stock market back up again. As I mentioned, it was off 340 points just before we came on the air. But they can do whatever they want to. And the Plunge Protection Team is known as the Working Group on Financial Markets. And you can find out, fortunately, if you have access to the Internet, all of this is posted there. And the bad thing is the Internet is being used to monitor everything you do. And they know every place you go, every website you go to, it's all recorded. They have all sorts of means of surveillance. I mean, we are living in the greatest surveillance society of all time, where everything you do is monitored. They have their system of informants out there. It's called InfraGuard. InfraGuard. Check it out on the Internet. Your neighbors have been organized in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's over there hiding in a cave in Pakistan, wanting to take away our freedom. And that's why we have to have a system by which everything is monitored by the government, because you might be a terrorist. And understand the absurdity of this whole thing. We're turning away from our freedom in the name of protecting ourselves from Osama bin Laden, who certainly was an asset of the CIA all during the Afghan war and worked closely with them. And, of course, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have been financed by Pakistani intelligence and the Saudis, both of whom work intimately with the Brotherhood of Darkness here. And of course, we have all sorts of books written before the 9-1-1 attack. One of them was called Dollars for Terror. The other was called Unholy Wars. We don't carry them, but you can get them off the Internet. That's Dollars for Terror. And the other is Unholy Wars. And talking about how the CIA was financing Al-Qaeda. And who do you think is financing Al-Qaeda today? I mean, how do you maintain a worldwide terrorist network? It costs a great deal of money to do that. Did anybody ask who's financing the Taliban, where they get their explosives, where they get their rifles, who pays the Taliban to attack the American forces in Afghanistan so we can justify keeping almost a quarter of a million men over there? Because remember, there are 46,000 NATO troops, but who finances NATO? We provide three-quarters of the financing for NATO. 100,000 contractors. Who do you think finances the contractors? Who's financing the 90,000 troops? There are only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Yes. You check me out. Go up on the Internet with your search engine and type in Leon Panetta. 50-100 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, you'll find out I'm telling you the truth. We got a quarter of a million men there, financed by you, largely, and of course, we're fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. What's wrong with this picture? Well, it's a great diversion. We've been fighting there for 10 long, bloody years. We've lost 1,600 men. Now, I think it's terrible that one man had to die in this phony, contrived war. But you would anticipate that 10 years of fighting, we would have had more than 1,600 men killed in Afghanistan. Which we lost 10 in 10 years in Vietnam. We lost 58,000. But at least they made that look more like a real war, although it was totally contrived. It was a great diversion so they could bring in the great society. And I can say this with no fear that I'm incorrect, because I've read what they say. Who are they? Well, in this incident, it was him. It was Big George Bundy. Member of the Satanic Skull and Bone Society, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, on January of 1967, in Foreign Affairs Magazine, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which was the front group for the secret society of the Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891 to take control of the world. How can I make that statement? Because Professor Quigley studied the secret society, went through their secret records, and I know that because I went through Professor Quigley's records back in 1980, but on pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, a book that was actively suppressed for many years. I know that because I purchased a copy of an interview Professor Quigley did with a Washington Post reporter. We talked about how his book was suppressed for many years. But of course, on pages 951 and 952, Professor Quigley talks about the Council on Foreign Relations being established as a front for J.P. Morgan, and for the Small American Roundtable Group. And, of course, you read the book, you find the Roundtable was a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. But anyway, of course, in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs Magazine, and I'm sure you can get this a library there somewhere in Colorado or Wyoming or where you live. Why, the big George Bundy writes an article titled The End of Either Or. The End of Either Or. And there, McGeorge Bundy talks about this idea that we can either have guns or butter in Vietnam. You know, a lot of people were saying, you know, you can't fight this war and have a great society and brought in this wonderful utopian society where the government provides for the people from the cradle to the grave. You can't afford both guns and butter. And McGeorge Bundy says, no, that isn't the case. He says it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we have a choice between guns and butter, or between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our domestic program, because exactly the opposite is the case. Anyone who believes in the great new departures in health and education and welfare, anyone who believes in the cause of true equality, anyone who believes in rebuilding our cities and providing for the people should not say that we ought to pull out of Vietnam, for exactly the opposite is the case. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to be pull out of Vietnam, why, of course, there'd be tremendous reaction against our domestic policies. And that's what Vietnam was all about. It was bringing in the great society. It was the great new departures, rebuilding our cities and creating a system of health care by which people, and a system by which people would be provided for from the cradle to the grave. That was the great society. And the end result? The end result, now, what are we talking about almost 50 years later, is a situation where America is bankrupt. America is bankrupt financially. Why? Because we can't afford Medicare. We can't afford, you know, so they need to provide the massive pensions for everybody and food stamps for everybody and certainly unemployment insurance for everybody from the federal level. Because today, 40 years, what are we, 40 years after Vietnam, 45 years after Vietnam, after 1967, 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. 43 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. And who are we borrowing it from? Well, other countries don't even want to lend to us anymore because they know America is bankrupt morally, bankrupt financially, and of course this is being manifest increasingly as we see government agencies shutting down all across the country, as we see federal agencies continuing to expand and spend more money, which we create out of nothing, which is destroying the value of our currency, which is why other countries don't want to lend to us. And if you analyze very carefully what's going on in Greece, and of course their debt, and then compare it with the United States, the United States debt is far worse than Greece. But nobody's telling the American people, everything is going to be fine. Don't you worry, President Obama's got a plan. And we're just going to create jobs by borrowing money and spending money that we don't have. And today, 43 cents out of every dollar the America spends is borrowed. And that's the end result of the Vietnam War, the end result of the Great Society. It's socialism. We have far more socialism in America today than they ever had in Russia, than they've ever had in China. Both governments, incidentally, have been financed and subsidized with your tax money and by our great tax-exempt foundations because we had to have an enemy. And, of course, when communism was no longer the enemy, then, of course, we needed to have the Muslim enemy. And so that's why the CIA and MI6 was worked together, because they're part of the Anglo-American establishment. And within both are dark and sinister elements. Most people at CIA, most people at MI6 don't know what's really going on, because the organizations are compartmentalized. But there's an occult element in both organizations dedicated to the destruction of Christian civilization and bringing in the one world government. Our number is 877-254. That's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I want you to call because this is talk radio. I see no sign of Constance Cumby. And of course, we have nothing prepared. So I want to know what you think. What's going to happen? Are they going to let the market continue to fall? I think they're going to bring it back up again. I think this is only a temporary thing. Eventually, the market will collapse, and then the whole system collapses. And, of course, Lindsay Williams called me just this last week just to talk. And, of course, we've been together, as he's been, Chris said, information that other people haven't, by his association with Ken Fromm, He was the gentleman, former president of Exxon, who told Lindsay just what the future holds, because Ken Fromm was part of this elite. It's very, very seldom the elite talk about what's going on. Certainly, we know that Alfred Zimmern, who is a man who told Professor Quigley about the secret society that Cesar Rhodes created, talked, and of course, Professor Quigley would never admit that publicly, but I have the letters that Zimmern and Quigley exchanged, which have never been published, but we have copies. We've sent them out to people across America, so if I meet a sudden accident, the other prominent people have copies of those letters, and they will not be lost. I mean, they do kill people, but at least, fortunately, if they do me in, others have the letters, but the letters that Zimmern wrote to Professor Quigley talking about the secret society. But certainly Ken Fromm was affiliated with this, and he told Lindsay Williams a great deal about it. Of course, we do have the transcript of the talk that Dr. Richard Day gave back in 1969, and he was affiliated with this, and they wrote about it, and of course, we do have that transcript available. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. But Ken Fromm, former president of ARCO, told Lindsay, and hey, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Understand, my name's Chris.
Who's calling in? Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again. Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Art Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us on the line is one of my favorite guests, Constance Cumby. Hi, Constance. How are we doing?
Hi. Okay. I almost forgot about us. Okay.
Well, those things happen. I have a problem.
I had a client, and I think she's still trying to buzz on the line. She doesn't know what happened. I picked this up, and they're still buzzing. I probably should try to get rid of it and have your engineer just call me right back.
Well, do you want to do that?
Might be a good idea. Otherwise, we're going to have beep beeps all hour.
All right, fine. I'll ask our engineer to go ahead and call
me right back, and I'll tell her I'm on the that I'm doing a radio interview. And okay, thank you. I had somebody with a sudden legal emergency. Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Fine. So
okay,
I hope they'll call Constance right back.
Call me right back, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Constance. But Constance is a lawyer, and she has wrote a book back in 1980 called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and it was a book that I've been researching what was going on at that time for 20 years. I always knew there was an X factor out there. There was something I didn't understand. I knew all about communism and how actually the Council on Foreign Relations, the invisible government, had actually created communism, had financed communism. Communism was as phony as a $3 bill. Oh, we fought long and bloody wars against it in Korea and Vietnam, and all the time we were financing the other side. We were in Korea. General MacArthur was not only not allowed to bomb other rail lines across Manchuria or the bridges across the Yalu, he wasn't even allowed to bomb the communist supply depots in North Korea. He wasn't allowed to bomb the electric generating plants in North Korea. Why? Because it was a phony war. I mean, we actually had the 7th Fleet stationed between Taiwan and the mainland, not to keep the Chinese, wicked Chinese communists from invading Taiwan, but of course to keep General Chiang Kai-shek from invading China. And not let the Chinese communists pull a million-man army off the coast adjacent to Taiwan so they could move it up, so they could kill our boys in Korea. I mean, after all, if they didn't have an army, the Chinese army there, why, we would have won the war. And then, of course, they wouldn't let our boys fight and use our military power to win the war anymore. They'd let them win the war in Vietnam or win the war over in Afghanistan. They're all phony, ladies and gentlemen. All phony. And those boys' lives were sacrificed for the psychological impact on the minds of the American people. Constance, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, fine. You go ahead. Well, Constance, anyway, wrote the book The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow and introduced me to the occult world, a world I wasn't even really aware existed out there, and the supernatural forces which were aligned against the forces of freedom and have been since the time of the Garden of Eden. But go right ahead, Constance.
Well, Dr. Stan, I wasn't aware that it existed either until I stumbled onto it accidentally, finding some very strange pieces of information in Christian books. It sounds like this phone wants to go despite that client no longer being on it.
Well, you did a wonderful job compiling the information. I know you put out an awful lot. How many copies of that book did you sell?
Oh, several hundred thousand. And maybe more than that. I never did get straight figures. I understand that the Dutch edition is still selling in Holland.
Need to get the book back in print here. We have to go around and buy a second-hand copy.
Well, I'm doing more than that. I am seriously updating Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow.
Good. Well, I hope you get it back in print. And
it'll be an updated edition. Now, the edition as it is readable online, and folks can pull it down and read electronic versions, but the updated version will not be available that way. And my accountant said I'd better do that, or I would have to treat everything I was doing on this, my life's work, as a hobby, which I don't want to do.
Well, basically, of course, you know, you can I get that put up electronically, and you can actually, get charged something like $5 a copy, which is what they're doing Amazon will do that, and you get.
Yeah, I was toying with the idea of both Amazon and also publish on demand. So because dealing with publishers is, can sometimes be problematic, as you know. So it's a, sometimes a loss of control. So.
Right, admittedly. Well, anyway, hope you get the book back in print. But let's talk about what's going on today. Now,
sure.
We are 30 years since you wrote your book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Introduce people to these very real organizations in America, like the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. They even have a section on thought about Lucifer, basically saying, well, he's just got a bad rap. You know, it wasn't just a bad guy at all. Incredible. You can go to their websites, and the New Group of World Service, and find out about Bill Gates and how he and his family and foundation back these organizations. And simply tie in Bill Gates, Lucius Trust, and find out how the wealthiest people in the world have accumulated their knowledge and wealth. But anyway, go right ahead, Constance. Pick up the story.
Well, yes, and I had entered that there was, I don't know how much, what I found was that there were, sometimes there were families that were split right down the middle. There were people in the family who were hardcore New Agers with the worst of the worst, and they had stayed in it unrepentedly. And then I found sometimes there were good Christian members of the same family who were very perplexed, anxious to expose, anxious to reveal. And one interesting family that I discovered on that, and it's somebody who's still very, very active in the New Age movement, was David Spangler. And I decided to see what he was up to recently, and a brand new book just arrived called World Work, Copyright 2008 by David Spangler.
He's the fellow writing about the Luciferian initiation.
Yes, this is the man that who's distinguished himself. He's a very, very big name in the New Age movement, and he has a surprising amount of influence with many churches, particularly the Episcopalians. And I found his books for sale in Methodist. I found his books for sale in Catholic centers, Grailville in Loveland, Ohio. And Spangler's books, he had a book that I discovered when I was first researching the New Age movement, and it was called Reflections on the Christ. Great. You could pick it up. You could carry it into Sunday school without attracting a lot of attention. And I was just looking at the cover. And inside, great big chapter for Lucifer, Christ, and God. And then I learned to my amazement that Lucifer comes to bring us the final gift of wholeness. If we accept it, we are free, and he is free. That is the Luciferic initiation. It is a required initiation for the New Age. And here these folks are at the same time we're talking about the reappearance of the Christ.
But it's the
and
Christ,
they weren't
Jesus
talking
Christ.
About the second coming of Jesus Christ. They were talking about a Maitreya, the Christ, and they were talking about a Maitreyan revolution.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here at the Mercy.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, our guest this morning is Constance Tumby. She's talking about David Spangler, who 30 years ago wrote books about the Luciferian initiation. You see, if you want to be free, you don't want to be restricted by archaic things like the Ten Commandments, that God's got all these rules about what you shouldn't do. You can be really free by embracing Lucifer. Lucifer gives you liberty. Or does he? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have rules to live by, the rules that God has laid out, you're going to have moral anarchy, which is why we're in the situation we are today, because we've adopted Lucifer's rules, which are, do as thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. And that is what we're teaching our kids in school. That's why they took the Ten Commandments out of our school. But of course, eventually people do learn the laws when they get into prison, and that's why America has more people in prison per day, in our prisons, than any other country in the world, including the communist nations. Because there they have rules and regulations, and here we have none until you get into prison. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't follow God's laws, the Ten Commandments, and teach those to your children and get them out of the public schools, then so many of your children will have tragic lives. Constance, you pick up the story.
Yes, I discovered the New Age movement in 1981. I discovered its existence. I dug into it, did a serious analysis of it, and came out and thought it would be very simple, Christians versus Lions, and it wasn't quite that simple. Some of them became us. Some of us were always them, and turned out to be a very complicated thing, and support often came from where I least expected it, and opposition very often came from where I least expected it. One of the important things I found was called the International Cooperation Council, and it clearly is an astounding thing. And I had their 1979 directory. They were the people who brought Benjamin Krem to this country to speak in 1979. But what I have just discovered, as I have a book in my hands that is published by them, a very expensive-looking book published in India by the International Cooperation Council, Toward the Maitreyan Revolution. It is a 1974 book. And 1975 was the year that the Alice Bailey books, which they subscribed to, and there was a tremendous effort to tell Christians that this stuff was not connected, the New Agers were not politically networked in any way, and that it was loose and it was disparate, and it was that this, that there was just no intentional cooperation, that was too loose to define. Well, if I didn't have any piece of evidence other than this, and I have about approximately 35,000 books in my personal library on this, just looking at what was assembled in this 1974 about these folks that were on the very same path, Roberto Assaglioli, Sri Aurobindo, Marcus Bach, his books were recommended by some of the Christian cult watchers as good, safe things to read, including recommended by Dr. Walter Martin himself. Alice Ann Bailey, we know about her, Nicholas Berdyaev, Kenneth Boulding, Richard Buck, one that is a favorite, Norman Cousins, we knew about him. Ruth Cranston, she had all these books out on world faith. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And folks said he was a Catholic phenomenon. He was a New Age phenomenon working with Catholics. He was a great favorite of the European Theosophists. Eric Fromm, Roland Gammon. Roland Gammon, who was the editor of Paget magazine, was an extremely gossipy New Ager and wrote a very thick book called Nirvana Now and named lots of names and what they were doing. But the real shocker was that he was a member of the Fellowship Foundation, the C Street Foundation in Washington, D.C., Doug Coe's group. And then it was Abraham Verity's group, and he was actually part of their operational, as were many other people. And what was interesting was Barbara Marks Hubbard, and who is still, she's now aging a great deal, but still so very active in all of this, since they're helping to control evolution, they're the new species, so on and so forth. She said that now all of the groups with outwardly different purposes